welcome to MGP513. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, the sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello again.
Hello.
Hello.
I say 513, presumably it's actually 515, because I can't imagine a scenario where me and Anna go on holiday and you two can't be bothered to do a podcast for 2 weeks. That couldn't have happened. So actually, my apologies, it's episode 515. I got it wrong in the intro.
I didn't play a single game while you were away. I waited till you got home. And then
this is going to be a great podcast then.
No. I played games.
Why didn't you play any games?
Week?
Was it because you missed me that much that you went on game strike? You just sat there, looking at your photograph of me that you keep in your wallet, your little black and white picture of me.
No, my entire routine for the past 2 months has been work, finish work, like sit around watching TV with Ben, put him to bed, and then just coding this game jam until 2 a.m. And it's due on Monday. It finishes on Monday. The game will be out sometime in the week, but I am knackered. I sat there at 1:30 last night thinking, if I don't get out of bed now, I'm going to start crying. I think I'm just so tired. I'm like knackered at this point. I broke everything last night. And luckily it was only a rollback on Git, but yeah, all I've been doing is programming and, I got my kids. Every year I try and get my kids to watch Animals of Farthingwood, and usually they sack it off and they refuse to watch more than 5 minutes because they're like, "All right, Granddad, this boring cartoon."
It is boring. Why would you try and make them watch that? It's rubbish.
A fantastic series, and this year Ben got the bug for it, and Ollie quite liked it, and so we've been binging that. We're about 20 episodes in, and that's been my other thing. But yeah, other than game jamming, I had not done anything. So when Pab was like, "Sheepdog, I'm all ready to record now, I'm sat ready," I was like, "Mate, A, I'm watching the Peterborough game, the one where you won 4-0, not the one where you lost 5-0. But
that didn't happen.
I just didn't have time. It was one of those things. I think, I did my usual games for Pokemon Go and my Tapped Out and Football Manager.
Well, you've also just explained how you've been making a game. That feels like something that could have been discussed on a games podcast that I'm not on, so I don't have to hear you talk about it.
Well, I mean, I'd spoken about it already at length on various episodes though, hadn't I? So I kind of thought...
I don't know, I tune out when you do your bit.
I'm excited because when I was talking about the game before, my job had basically been to write the story. And because that was very quick, we then added in a bit where, like, you collected diary pages throughout the levels so that I had something more to write. But then one of our programmers kind of wasn't around and wasn't doing anything. So I kind of said I'd chip in with some of the, well, not the actual writing the code, but, like, developing the game, using the tools to move stuff around. And suddenly I've had to learn how you place all the mobs on a level and how you program all the obstacles and how you make different colliders happen so that when the character touches this happens. And I've just got deeper and deeper into it, creating all these set pieces. And yeah, it's been fantastic. Anything you play on this now will have either been half put together by me or all put together by me, or I'd have been supporting while they were doing it. Like, I've been involved in every bit of it now, which I'm hoping bodes well. I'm hoping that's not an indictment against it when it comes out. But you could be playing this knowing that I had a solid hand in it rather than just writing the story, which I'm excited about.
I mean, I don't even know how we got onto that. Again, that's what you could have talked about last week. That would have been perfect for last week when I wasn't here. All that kind of talk. Goodness me. Me and Anna are back, though. Look at us. We're back.
Where you been?
We went on holiday, Sheepdog. We went to a place called Tenerife, which is a lovely little island that we went and hung out at and had a splendid old time. Our first ever proper holiday. Well, first ever proper holiday, really. First proper holiday on our own. First adults-only experience, which, contrary to what I thought, wasn't like wandering around in a porn movie. When I found out it was an adults' holiday, I assumed everyone would be naked all the time. But actually, people were only naked on the beach because people in Tenerife apparently like getting their nipsicles out. But yeah, it was excellent. Excellent, I tell you.
Very much looking forward to going to that area of the world later this year. I just want to lay down and consume alcohol.
Oh, we didn't do that. We didn't.
No, we didn't consume any alcohol. We were well behaved.
But we were sick.
I did consume. We were sick? When were we sick?
On the boat.
I was.
Travels. Yeah, I forgot about that. It was such a traumatic experience. I blocked it out. We went on a boat trip. And apparently we saw. I say we saw. Anna saw whales and dolphins. I saw the inside of a sick bag. for 4 hours. It was. I did get to jump off the boat and swim in the sea. That was cool. But I didn't actually see any big fishes because I was too busy. But then
I was sick in that said sick bag because I told my body that we, because I didn't like it either, but I had told my body we were getting off at 6:15. We were still on the boat at 6:15 and my body went, nope. And I threw up in the bag.
Yep. Was it not like a glass bottom boat where Kev could have laid down being sick while looking at
the bottom? There was one, but we didn't go down there.
We didn't move. We sat on the top because it was quite nice outside. Then we went downstairs to find like a bench for both of us to sit on, and that was it. Kev was just sat there for 4 hours. I sat next to him, but I just about found my sea legs to go and look at some dolphins. But yeah, I won't do that again. It was awful. So we might not go on a cruise after all.
Yeah, cause... no, we're going to book a cruise. It'll be fine. Cruises will be fine. They don't move, I don't think.
Baptism of fire. Just get on there. You'll be used to it by the end of the fortnight of vomiting. You just ran out of vomit.
And I took travel sickness tablets as well. I've been taking these travel sickness tablets when me and Sheepdog have been going on our adventures. And they've allowed me to go on buses and taxis. The amount of times we've been driven around by taxis and I've not thrown up, which he's not commented on. He's not said, oh, Kev, you're doing really well with not throwing up. It's because I've been drugged. But they didn't help at all on this. It was so much worse than any kind of motion sickness I've ever had before. No, I just felt like I was going to throw up the whole time. Which completely, I haven't even watched the footage back yet, so I haven't even got evidence that you saw dolphins. I'm told you did. Best £100 I ever spent. And I got to see a dolphin and apparently Kevin, took a picture of one for me.
Kevin gave up free food, looking at dolphins, looking at whales. Kevin was not happy.
I'd quite like to claim a day back on my travel insurance because I feel like I missed a day of holiday there. We had a nice 5 days before and a nice 5 days afterwards. That middle day was a complete write-off, though. It's just blocked out in my brain now. Didn't happen. Don't go on boats, boys and girls. They are awful.
I'm going to go on a submarine when I'm over there. It's my plan.
It's because it rocks. Well, the thing was, it was a weather warning for wind, and obviously the wind whips up the water, which made like this little tiny boat. It wasn't exactly like massive. I was just bobbing up and down on it, especially when they stopped and like to look at the wildlife just up and down, or like the sky, the sea, the sky, the sea. No. Not fun. And it wasn't
other than
just
that,
me.
The holiday was great.
Oh yeah, lovely. Couldn't have had a better time. I had two foam parties in the pool. That was fun.
Yeah, I've never been to a foam party before. We're basically foam party veterans at this point. I've been so lost in foam that Anna couldn't even see me from like a foot away. We were both completely buried in foam. They should do these. I mean, I don't know why you've never taken me to a foam party, Sheepdog. It feels
I've
like
never been to one. What
take.
Does it involve? Just like
it involves
music
a lot of
foam.
Yeah, music and foam, and then a man wanders around trying to pour booze into your mouth.
Yeah,
a bottle
of
tequila, various bottles of cava. Just trying to pour booze at us. And we're like, no, don't give me booze. You squirted champagne in my eye. Please stop trying to make me drink alcohol. Go fetch me a Diet Coke if you want to pour a drink in me. Stop trying to make me drink.
I don't think he's like a barman who's just going to be like, what would you like, sir? And you just say you want a Fanta.
Everyone was queuing up to have tequila poured in their mouth. I hope they cleaned that swimming pool after. It was a mess after we foam partied in it. It was basically a cocktail.
It was fun, though. I think that's why it was one of the cold pools, because then it won't breed bacteria and it'll just get filtered out. Fun times.
I mean, and the fact that the foam was basically soap, I guess it balances it out and cleans it. It was basically washing up liquid. It was a lot of fun, though. We even found ourselves on the hotel's own Instagram. You can just see me lurking, hiding like an alligator in foam. You just see my eyes and hat poking out. Above the foam as I'm lurking in the background. It's excellent. Highly recommended. We should do a foam party when we're down in London for Comic-Con. We could probably bring our own foam. How hard could it be to produce a room full of foam?
It was just like a big fan, wasn't it? Big fan.
Yeah. Find me a foam party in London for next weekend, because I am feeling foamy again. See, Pab wants to do foam.
No, I don't. No, thank
The other thing that we did while we were on holiday, of course, is played some computer games. Anna even bought a new device to take with her because she's mad.
I'm not mad. It was my birthday. I was treating myself.
Yeah. Wouldn't let me buy it for you, though.
Because you would have wanted one and would have moaned about it.
Oh, I still want one. Anna's got a new Switch and I'm very upset about it.
What?
I have the new Zelda Switch.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I bought the fancy Switch, the OLED one, but with all the fancy...
Yeah, it's got pretty patterns on it. I want one, but she wouldn't let me buy one.
Because you already have one. You don't need a new one. I told you to wait so you could get a funky-looking one, but you wouldn't listen, would you? Yeah, so I have an OLED now. And my old one, because Kevin had dropped one of the remotes into a coffee, the red one.
I don't know that happened. Don't remember
Pab
that.
Pab was there. Pab watched this happen.
Accusations being made there. I don't think that was me. I think that's probably Pab's fault.
Was that Kevin? We were in London.
At least Kevin's drink.
Yeah, it was Kevin's drink.
It went into a cappuccino, yes.
Yeah, and it was my controller, and since then it has never worked right, or it won't. For some reason, it just won't stay.
I've got about 12 Joy-Cons. You should have just asked for one of my Joy-Cons.
But you always say no.
Because I don't want to break up a pair. I like my special Joy-Cons. Yes. I think I've actually only got 8 Joy-Cons, I think. Is that too many?
That is too many. That's far too many.
Yeah, that is too many. I've only got 6. Lunatic.
I've only got 2. I've not even bothered to add to my 2. I've got the 2 it came with and they're working fine.
You're a madman.
So I bought an OLED, and the setup for OLEDs are just annoying, because I thought you just go, here's the old one, here's the new one, swap. So I swapped it, because I got the day before we were going away. So I did that. Had to go and get everything else sorted. Got a new case. Took it away with me. No saves whatsoever of any of my games.
You didn't swap your SD card. I told you about that at home.
I wasn't listening.
You didn't move your SD card over. You weren't.
Because I looked around the side and like, where is the SD card thing? There isn't one. I've subsequently, I have found it. But I didn't know where it was. It's under the... Because this time, it doesn't have a kickstand. It has a flap stand.
Yeah, you got to lift your flap up and then you find the little slot.
But yeah, nothing would work. Like, no cartridge games would work. Because I was going to play the old Zelda for a little bit just to get back into it. But I couldn't play that because it needed an update. Couldn't play, my new Mario game.
What, so it knew you needed an update but wouldn't... How did it know you needed an update?
I don't know. It just said update. But I couldn't update because we didn't have any... We could only have 3 devices. So the only things I could play were things that were actually downloaded onto my Switch, which was Dead Alice, as Kevin likes to call it, or Dead Cells, or Mario Odyssey. So I played all the way through that again from the start.
Good game.
I remember playing this. I got to the city area, so that's how far I got into it. But as I was playing it, I was like, yeah, I really don't remember any of this game. So I had a very enjoyable time for the 10 days we were away. Is that sound like? Yep, 10 days. Played it most days after breakfast, laying on the shaded beds in the resort, because that was my favourite thing to do. In the morning.
Yeah, Anna was on the same lounger every single day. It was her spot.
Nice. That was
everyone
mine.
Knew not to challenge her.
I raced an old woman. We both were both on the lift.
It wasn't even anything to do with the lounger. They just had a race.
She was going to the loungers as well. Because at this resort, you're not supposed to put a towel on any loungers before 10. And she was coming, like, we had been for our breakfast, got ready, and then I went down. So I was down there at 9:30, and she's there putting her husband's stuff on one and her stuff on another, and then going off for breakfast.
I mean, you also put my stuff out. You did the same
thing. No, I put my bag on one. Just in case you wanted one, but I didn't come down and put your book there, your newspaper there, your towel there, just my bag, and then me on the other one. Because the first day I got there, there was a woman on this one, so I laid on that one. I don't care. She didn't have anything on that bed, but I found out, if you watch everybody else, they all just put something on the bed. And if you're with that other bed, they can't leave it alone. But if you put stuff there before 10, the hotel staff come and move it, and I think that's funny. That makes me giggle, because I just watch it happen. It's so funny, because these old people come down here, like, it's they have it on every single lounger, not to put anything before 10. So, it's their own fault, really.
I'm going to put my kids on them at 9, make them sit out there. It's going to be their job. I'll pay them.
So, yeah, Anna was playing Odyssey. Mario every day.
Yep.
I have finally finished Fire Emblem.
Oh.
Finally. I got to the point where I've been waiting for like 6 weeks to do the last battle. I've done it. It was really good. That was a super fun game. I think I'm now ready for DLC. I think there's a DLC on it, but I couldn't download it because the Wi-Fi at the hotel was absolute bobbins. So I need to download that DLC, which I've forgotten. I'm sure there's some DLC on there. There's something.
Yeah, there is
sure. I definitely paid for an expansion pack when I got it. So need to get that downloaded. But in the meantime, Advance Wars came out, and I've been playing that as well. I just basically apparently like turn-based battle-y type games at the moment. Gone straight from Fire Emblem straight into Advance Wars, and they are very similar. And it is exactly the way I remember it. Obviously, the graphics have had a bit of a polish up, but I've pretty much gone all the way through Advance Wars 1. It's basically a remake of 1 and 2 from the original Game Boy Advance. I'm just before the end of the first one. And it's so much fun playing through these campaigns again. I don't know that I'll ever be brave enough to play against other people. It's got all of the competitive modes and stuff on there. So many different game modes and battle modes and things like that. I've not touched any of that. I've just literally been straight in the campaign and just playing through that, having my little war with my helicopters and my tanks and all my other bits and bobs. Slightly different from Fire Emblem. Less magicians and flying horses, more tanks and helicopters. But other than that, very similar principle. Turn-based stuff. Beat all of the opposition up. Capture all of their bases. Have a lovely old time. So if you like Fire Emblem and never played Advance Wars when it was a thing years ago, certainly give it a shout. And if you played Advance Wars back on the Game Boy Advance way back when, it's so long ago now that I'd forgotten everything about it. I just knew I'd enjoyed it. But it was like 20 years ago this game came out originally, which is ridiculous that there's Game Boy Advance games that came out 20 years ago. But it was awesome, and I'm very much enjoying it. And I imagine, as I've got a few more trips away over the next few weeks, me and Sheepdog are off to Liverpool this weekend for Best Thing From. We're in London for Comic-Con next weekend. Got various bits of travelling to do, so as ever, I'll just be slotting my Switch into my bag, and I imagine over the next couple of weeks we'll plough through the rest of Advance Wars 1, move on to 2. There seems to be some kind of rollover between the two. They're connecting with each other in some way. I think there's like a reward system that I don't think it rewards you within the campaign, but you're collecting tokens that you can then come out to the main menu and unlock different stuff for the multiplayer mode. So it seems like the multiplayer mode is kind of connecting across the two games, but like I say, I'm too bad at the game to be brave enough to play the multiplayer. Go for it, Pubby.
I don't know how much use you'll get out of the multiplayer because from what I heard, it is a friends only multiplayer. You can't, there isn't matchmaking.
You're saying I've not got any friends, Pub?
No, I'm saying what I'm saying is just not matchmaking. You can't just go into a multiplayer.
I wouldn't play it anyway. I'm far too afraid of just getting my buttocks handed to myself. Me and Anna got a new sofa delivered today, and it was two men about my age who were both big gamers, of course, came into our living room, looked at all of our nerdy stuff that was in there, did a double take when they saw there was two TVs, two PlayStations, etc. But we stood around having a discussion about how we're all too afraid to play online games against randoms these days because we've just got too old. Certainly can't do anything that relies on eyesight or reflexes anymore. But even something like Advance Wars, that theoretically as an old man, I should still be able to hold my own in. I don't need to go online and have some kid beat me up and then and then call me names and nonsense. Multiplayer is not for me anymore. I'm too old.
Yep. It's also it's unless this sells extraordinarily well, it's probably the last one you're gonna get. Because it's the Fire Emblem team that made that, and that's their main job now. Realistically, after Fire Emblem sells, you see. Whereas that one doesn't.
Fire Emblem's definitely a more modern, smoother, more polished experience. It's had a nice spit shine on it, but it doesn't have any of the cutscene, fancy graphical stuff that you get in Fire Emblem. No. I know Fire Emblem is very much, animated. It's anytime anything significant happens, it cuts away to like Pokemon style, cuts away to a black screen and comes back and something has happened, but they've not got the budget to actually animate it happening. Mm-hmm. They can't go much beyond making mouths move. But even that isn't in Advance Wars. It is very much the game that was on the Game Boy Advance, but shinied up a little bit. They've not added a load of extra stuff in to make it comparable to a modern game. It's a nostalgia hit.
A fun one at that.
Have you played it?
No. I've just seen videos of it. It does look nice. It does look very, very modern for what it is. It's not just like an up-resed. It's all been recreated sort of thing for the Switch. So
it's definitely very shiny looking.
Yeah, looks very nice.
Plays very nicely too. It's lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I've played over the last couple of weeks. I finished off Fire Emblem and played Advance Wars. Good. So, Anna, I kind of chopped you off because we were talking about Switch stuff. You've got other things that you've been playing. I was doing a quality entertainment experience rather than just doing a turn-taking exercise.
Can I jump in? Can I cut Anna off now as well?
Yeah.
Because I know you're gonna talk about probably what I'm going to talk about. So let's probably hold that for after. If you've got any other stuff, let's save the big one for the end. Because I've got some thoughts and I don't want to just at the end just give you the spiel of other random bits of stuff I've been playing.
Which is the big one? She's had like 9 new games since the last episode.
I've not had 9 new games.
Is Zelda the big
all.
One? Is that the one we're saving? Zelda? Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
You've had at least 2 or 3, I'm sure.
I've already talked about Dead Island or Dead something.
Didn't you have a Star Trek one
Dead
as well?
Island 2.
So I've already talked about that. Yes, I do have the new Star
Trek.
Wars.
Star Trek. Wars Survivor.
Jedi Survivor.
Yes, I have been playing it since I've been back. I enjoy it.
Yes.
I don't see why people are moaning. I don't know what everyone is
people
mad about.
People love to moan, don't they?
They just do.
It's just a bit... Well, you're playing on PlayStation, aren't you?
I am.
From what I can gather, the console versions are largely fine. It's the PC version that has been a mess. But from what I've heard, it is improved on leaps and bounds with recent patches.
Okay.
Which means I can probably have a go of it at some point. Because I played 20 minutes of it and went, this feels weird. And I'm just going to hold off and wait for patches.
What, are you on PC then?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
I don't know why people were moaning, but it's more of the same from the old one.
I'm hearing.
Yeah, you've got cosmetics everywhere, like his hair, his facial hair. Obviously, he's got different clothes, and then they can be like coloured sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You've got different stances this time, so you've got like your dual blading and single blading, and you've also got one with a blaster. So you have a blaster, which is like a gun in that universe, which you can make different colours. Like everything can be changed. Like I've got an orange and teal blue lightsaber with a pink blade. Like, yeah, you can do all that. You've got BB1. You can make him pink if you want. It doesn't matter. Is everyone still there? Because I keep hearing lots of noises.
Good. Okay. Oh, good, Anna. Keep going.
yeah. Like, there isn't, at the moment, I haven't, like in the first game, there was lots of places to visit. This one, mm-hmm. not so much. Like, I've only visited three places.
Right.
It just doesn't seem... It's not that it doesn't seem as big. It just seems everything is based on one planet. Like, the main like, story is always going back to the same, like, home planet.
I feel like one is a hub planet, and then this is only from what I've heard. I've not played any of it. So the second planet you go to, I think, is apparently huge, and it's kind of like you set up base camp there, mm-hmm. and then you kind of go off and come back to there.
Yes.
On the regular.
Very much so. So, but like at the moment, everything I've been doing is based on that planet. Yes, mm-hmm. you do go elsewhere, but you're only going elsewhere for a few deviations to go and get something and whatnot. So, you know, it's fine. It is a big planet. There is lots to explore. There is, like, obviously, I've been to things that I can't open yet because I don't have the right equipment. So, like, you've got your little robot and you can upgrade him, and then you can go to, like, different areas. Like, I finally know how to go through the green, like, shield doors.
Green doors, yeah.
Finally, because, like, you find so many, you're like, oh, I'll remember that, but you never, never remember that, ever. It does annoy me that there is no on-screen map, so I'm always going to my map and going, right, which way do I need to go? And I have to make sure I'm, like, pointing the way I'm going, or I'll just get lost. You can put, like, pins down and you can use your robot to look through that to see where you're going, but it's not the best, like, visual, like, yes, you can see it, but it's just a bit off-putting. I like to have a little map in the corner just so I know if I'm going slightly the right way, but, yeah, that's annoying. There is now fast travel, thank God, in this game, because in one, you go and do your mission, and they'd be like, right, you've done your mission now go back to the Mantis, and you would have to go all the way back. Yes, you would open shortcuts, but even then, they didn't make it that short. It was just like, it was just so laborious having to go all the way back and do, like, look at the same environments and not doing anything different. It was just a bit of an annoyance in the game. But they have fast travel now, so, like on the big planet you're on, you're at your, like, saloon, and you need to go, like, over there, like, right over there. And, like, obviously you've already ran around the place and had a look, so you've opened multiple of, like, the meditation spots, so they're open, so you can just, like, go over there and then on your way and do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
There, like, in the first game, there was, like, a little garden that was on your ship. You now have a big garden, but I'm not quite sure why I need a massive garden. It's not really explained, but I have been planting seeds. It does look pretty, but I don't know why. Like, you don't use them for ingredients or anything. So, no, I'm not quite sure what I'm doing with them, but I get the seeds. I plant them. I guess I'll get a trophy at some point. But, except for, like, enemies going through the floor when I've killed them, that's really the only bug I've seen, really. I do die a lot, but that's because, like, you're doing, like, parkour, like, running along, like, walls and double jumping and dashing and up and down. Sometimes I have misjudged them and I have fell down. Sometimes I have no idea what I'm doing and I'm like, what do you want from me? And the game will go, oh, do you want to ask for a tip? So, like, if you're really struggling, it will give you a tip. But sometimes I'm just there, I'm like, what? What could you possibly want me to do? It's not very, like, you look around, you're like, what? So I have to go online and look, because it drives me insane. Because like I did have it on easy, but it was like too easy. So now I've got it on like the second, like, I think it's normal, but it might not be. But I didn't want to do story because it was just like, hit, go over there, hit, go. I don't quite want that with this game. But yeah, I don't quite know what's going on because I don't really do Star Wars, but I just enjoy the parkouring and finding stuff. And like, I've enjoyed it. Like, I've turned it on today and had a few hours, so it's doing something right. And that is all, like, except for like the big game that everyone else
the
is playing.
The big one.
That is it.
Well, let's take a moment there to insert an advert. And then we can discuss the other one afterwards. Oh, that was a good advert, Pabby. You are, 2 weeks off, but still
good
comes
work.
Back
still
with
it.
Outstanding commercial endeavours. Good work, Pabby.
Yeah.
Right, you lot. Do what you will. I haven't played Zelda, and I haven't heard Sheepdog speak, which is, that part has been lovely. I don't know which one of those two things I've enjoyed the most.
I haven't played Zelda. Sheepdog, go ahead.
Sheepdog.
I played a game that was new a while back, the Kirby game, Kirby and the Forgotten Land. That's what I've been playing. That's new.
Oh, yeah.
Well, new for me, sorry. And I'd only ever played the really old sort of 2D Kirby games. I don't know how many 3D Switch ones there have been. This isn't his first Switch game, is it? But
first 3D one that I think.
Yeah, because this one was a lot more polished and fancy looking than I was expecting it to be. And it feels like I've never really played them properly, so I was expecting it to be hard to get into. And then it was just like controlling him like he controls in Smash, and I just knew I could eat everything because I played him in that. And it's just nice. It's fun. I played it on the easier mode of the two, thinking I'll get used to it, but I've not gone back and updated it to the harder bit. I've just been having fun going through it all. And like eating a car, eating a vending machine, eating all the other bits and bobs, and then just getting their abilities. And I'm thinking this is my first run into a Kirby game, and they're actually pretty decent. When I played the old ones, I couldn't really understand why they were popular. I just kind of didn't really get it. I thought it was a bit hard, and I didn't think it was very entertaining. Like, but yeah, this one seems cool. This one seems sweet, and I sort of get it more now. But Ollie completed it really quickly, so I don't know how long it actually is. Like, he sat down playing it one day, and the next day I was like, oh, I'm done, I finished. I'm like, what? Hang on. So I don't know whether I'm like already half of the way through or a quarter of the way through or whatever. But I'm surprised how quick he completed it. Are they normally short games, or is he just that much of a pro?
Might be.
Yeah, that if you get on with them, then you're fine. Like, they're not. They do get hard, but they're pretty tame.
It's not like I'm not saying that Mario Odyssey isn't tame either, and if that makes sense. Mario Odyssey is more like it's a standard.
Oh, I swore at that.
It's got hard bits, I feel like this is like a Kirby version of that, because it's like how he threw his hat on things and then he was able to become the Mario version of that. It's just, oh, look, it feels very much like if I was getting Ben into games, I'd get Ben on Kirby, then on Mario once he's mastered Kirby, and then he'd sort of climb the ladder and maybe play like Sonic. I was going to play Sonic Frontiers, but I thought I'd rather stream that at some point. But I feel like that one looks harder than Mario and Kirby because it's a lot faster, a lot more fiddly and that kind of thing. So I wasn't really in the mood for a fast, fiddly game. But that's been entertaining me. I did play, while you were off, I did play Mario 3D World a bit more. I was playing it with the boys. The three of us were playing free player on that. I'd kind of forgotten that was a thing, and we set it up and we played, and that was quite nice and fun. They've sort of fixed that. You can't knock each other. I know it's 3D in this one, so it's a bit easier to avoid, but I used to hate playing Mario games with other people because you'd always knock each other over the edge and die. Whereas in this one, I could pick Ben up and just run him through bits that were difficult and that kind of thing. And if I went too far ahead or they went too far ahead, we just turned into bubbles. So they've definitely realised how to go about it. And that's made a difference for me. The only other thing that's really, from a gaming point of view, other than making the game, that's been dominating my news and mood and whatever this week is how much I'm starting to hate Pokemon Go. And I'm thinking, if it doesn't change soon, I'm not making any predictions, but I properly hate the company that make it at the moment. Like, they're wrecking it big time, and they're just changing lots of bits in bad ways, and they're all really cynical, and it's like, oh man, don't kill it. But I don't know. I'm sure they'll turn it around, but at the moment, it just feels like they're going out of their way to just slaughter the game, and they've had enough. And they said something about like, oh, we've got this big announcement. They paid a load of influencers to come over and do a big meet with them, and all the ones they paid obviously were like, oh, there's so much good stuff coming next week. Oh, I'm so excited. And then all they announced was they were doing like a Shadow Mewtwo raid. And it's like, well, Shadow Mewtwo's been in the game for 3 years, I think, if not longer. So it was a properly like damp squib. And
That's my least favorite kind of squib.
Exactly.
Hate them.
Can't get worse, can you? But I mean, I'm looking, just had a quick look on my phone, loading it up just while I'm talking about it. 2020 was when I first got one, and I've got three. So the fact that I've got three of them, and they think this was their big exciting announcement that they flew people out to their offices to announce and show them, is absurd. Like, I do not understand what they're thinking with this. But I hate it when, like, American companies have that habit, don't they, of they do that early thing where they really be nice and they get as many people as they can on stuff, and then they just start turning the screw until they break it, and then they sell it. And I feel like they're at that bit where they're just turning the screw enough that it started to break, and I'm thinking maybe someone will buy it off them. I did read recently that the card game that Kev collected and was into, that used to be owned by somebody else, and then when they started turning the screw and being really cynical and making it a bit rubbish, the Pokemon company just took it off them and did it themselves. So
I mean, to be fair, the people who made it before were Wizards of the Coast, the people who make Magic the Gathering. So they still make a pretty decent card game. I think it was more a case of they were prioritising Magic.
Maybe. But from what I'd read, people weren't very happy with it. People were getting a bit fed up with it. And then Pokemon took it over. So a little bit of me, because a lot of people keep saying it, I'm just hoping that happens. I'm just begging for that to happen at this point. Although they're not as competent as you'd hope, they put a big announcement out yesterday that Pokemon Home was going to be working with Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. So the new games, you're going to be able to store your Pokemon in the storage, bring old Pokemon into the new games, that kind of thing. They said you're going to be able to do that from May 24th. And then today they went, whoops, that announcement we made, that was a mistake, sorry. We don't actually have a date for this yet. We weren't supposed to tweet that. Keep an eye out. Sorry, everyone. Bye. And that's where they've left it. And obviously people are loving that. Everyone's very, very happy with that news that they were wrong. I don't know how a company that big can accidentally do that, but they did. So maybe I'm wishing for somebody who's equally less competent. But I mean, part of me is a little bit like, ooh, I wonder what life would be like not playing that. Freedom, it'd be like 2015 all over again. I can't remember 2015 now, but God, that was a long time ago. But yeah, anyway, Kirby was good. Other stuff was the same old, same old. Anna, I think you could probably talk about Zelda now.
Oh, I see.
No.
No, I can't.
No, not yet. Hang on, let me get...
We have to bring back running orders. Doing this on the fly is breaking me.
Yes. Let's do some... I finished Horizon Burning Shores. Finish the DLC. Doing the show last time we did the show, I did the hashtags and what have you for the upload and what have you, and inadvertently got spoiled on how it ended. And
no!
I didn't realise I didn't do it the week before, but no. I did. And I was like, oh, okay. And then, that is exactly how it pans out. And then kind of tease up for a sequel, so, and they announced they're doing a sequel, so it's happening. Wasn't that long, but I didn't do there's tons of stuff in there I didn't see. Apparently there's all sorts of stuff I did. I just kind of mainlined it, but I enjoyed what I played. I've played about 90 minutes, maybe 2 hours of Redfall. It's all right. It's not as bad as people make it out to be.
Okay.
It's all right. It's very much a Borderlands game. For me, I like I said, the time I played, I don't want to play any more of it in that, right. that in that form, simply because it screams out co-op. The world is kind of empty and a bit bland, but the actual setting and whatever seemed all right. I was getting like a little like Stranger Things vibes from it, a little bit. And someone said on a podcast today, is it like kind of Stephen King? And yeah, okay. Well, Stranger Things is like kind of riffing on Stephen King.
Yeah,
and I do very much agree with that sentiment. You have four different characters that you can pick from, each with their own set of abilities. Like Borderlands, I suppose, in that aspect. And then you have to pretty much take back a town that's been overrun by vampires who blot out the sun, don't they, so they can stay out in the daytime. And it's the premise of whatever seems cool. And like I say, I don't hate it. But it's just a bit kind of, not even, just a bit kind of simple and a bit bland, just a bit meh. I don't hate it as much as it's getting ripped on at the minute of when it came out. It's not the worst game in the world, but like I say, it's not that appealing to me. I feel like it'd be a much better game to play with friends, and you don't 100% have to be in the game and immersed in it, because there's not a ton there, and you wouldn't necessarily notice the fact that you've walked for 5 minutes and not seen any enemies, because you're just chatting to your mates and you're kind of just in the world, just messing about sort of thing. Yeah, it's all right. It's all right, but like I say, it's on Game Pass as well, so and they are going to update it and do different things to it. What they're going to do, God knows.
Yeah, it's from the people that made
Dishonored,
exactly.
And
Prey. And I really do like them games, but
It's very much a departure from that sort of thing. It goes more in the direction of where Deathloop was going, but it's not. It's Deathloop was like vignette worlds, like levels, whereas this is very much a big open world. But it's just a bit
broken.
It's not even necessarily broken.
Not broken,
it's just a bit bland. It's just very
empty.
Average. Yes, empty is a good word for it. But that's it. Zelda. Tears of the Kingdom.
I've got a luggage tag.
Have you? You've got a luggage tag.
I haven't got the game, but I've got a Zelda luggage tag.
That's nice.
Because we ordered the game from Currys. They didn't deliver it on launch day. Didn't put it through the door, despite it being in a little jiffy bag. Yeah. Anna didn't get this game until the Sunday. We're not be ordering from Currys again. But they did do a special edition that had a Zelda luggage tag. So I've got a nice new luggage tag to go on my suitcase.
Nice.
So I'm happy.
Very good.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm going to buy two copies, but Kevin will never play these games, so I don't know.
No, I didn't like the first one. I hate Zelda. I've hated all the Zelda games. I particularly hated the previous one on the Switch. I do like luggage tags, though, so I'm happy with my purchase.
Yes, you are. I die a lot in this game.
Yes, that's probably to be expected. It happens.
Like, a lot.
It's one of the reasons I hate Zelda games.
I don't hate Zelda games, but I do die a lot. Because there's no direction, if you know what I mean. There's no go here, then go here. It's like... it's like, here's some bits and bobs to get you on your way. Off you go. Excuse me, where am I going? Like, why? And yeah, so that annoys me about this game. I wish there was direction, or I fell into a pond. Let's not do that.
I mean, so I've gone the way the game wants me to go initially. I've done the first, like, dungeon, the big dungeon sort of thing, like the Divine Beast sort of thing of the first one. I've done that first one, and it is the one that they kind of heavily suggest that you go that way.
Which way would that be?
Northeast. From the
I've got northwest.
Northwest. Northwest. It is northwest. See, there you go. I went northeast initially and realised it was telling me northwest. And I had to double back. Yes, it does say northwest first to go to the Rito village.
You can't get to it, though.
Sorry?
I can't get to it. Why
can't you get to it?
Because of the bridge.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm stuck. So I've gone up a mountain instead.
So, it would tell you how to do it. I tell you how I did. I fast traveled up to one of the shrines in the sky, and the sky platforms, and then just jumped off and kind of aimed my way down.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, I understand.
It might seem obvious, but I did spend one of my game sessions going, okay, then maybe not, then this isn't the way to go, then, and turned around and just wandered aimlessly for a little bit until I kind of like just had the light bulb come on and went, oh
yeah, that makes sense.
I can just bypass the bridge altogether and just land on the other side.
Yes.
Yes, this game is sequel to Breath of the Wild, and the land is the same land with some slight tweaks and changes to it. But the big thing is the sky islands that rise out of the earth at the start of the game. I feel like it does that. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And then you initially start up, end up at the top of the island. And you, very early on, lose your arm.
You
lose your arm and then get given a new one. And then you get what is the ability called? Master something? Is it called Master something?
Hold on.
It's going to drive
Ultra
me
Hand.
Please don't set
Ultra
this up for me. And just, I was going to say, you can't leave it hanging as Master something and not expect me to have something to say about
hand.
That. But...
It's Ultra Hand. You get Ultra Hand.
Same sort of thing then, really, isn't it?
Which gives you the ability to...
Lift
things and
move
craft things and craft things and make bridges, make vehicles, make contraptions, make anything that your brain and the physics will let you to kind of break the game. Breath of the Wild, there's been for years after the game came out, there was constantly videos of people going, look at what you can do in this game, look at what we've made, look at what is possible. And I feel like Nintendo
have
gone,
I've seen things.
All right then, here you go, here's the tools for you to get on with it. go crazy. So they let you pretty much, like say, they initially, like, they start you in the Sky Islands and give you... How long did you spend in them Sky Islands initially, Anna, before you could get
hours.
Out?
Hours.
Yeah. The tutorial
hours
island sort of thing.
I want
to say I spent 3 to 4 hours in there.
Yeah.
Just wandering around, and it's heavily tutorialized without really tutorializing in the sense of it shows you, it's like the Ultra Hand stuff of building a boat. It just leaves you a load of like logs and a fans and a sail to make a boat, and it's like, it's just there, do what you want. And it's kind of like tutorializing you, but it's not pulling up, you know, paragraphs of dialogue going, this is how you do it, this is what you do, this is what you do. It just kind of goes, there you go, get it, sort of thing. It's like, do you get what I mean? If I just leave all this here for you?
Yeah, you have to
use your own.
What you're doing.
Yeah, you use your brain to figure out what it wants you to do, and then you go, all right, okay, yeah. And then you kind of go from there with it. But yeah, this is... Once you get to a point where you can finish all the stuff that it wants you to do to open a door and find Zelda briefly, don't you? And then not find Zelda, and then
she's always going missing. That girl.
Yes.
She's an AirTag or something.
Put that in the review. Get that on the poster.
So you then eventually just jump off the islands and end up back on the ground, and like I said, then you end up back at like a hub world sort of thing, and then it's like I said, then it suggests places for you to go, and apparently, like I say, from what I've heard, I finished the northwest dungeon, whatever it is, I can't remember what it's called, but there is then someone else in the base camp that's going to suggest somewhere else for me to go. I've not been back yet, but so there is somewhere else for me to go. I just don't know yet because I've been too busy exploring.
Yeah, that's the problem with this game. It tells you to go places, but I just explore.
It's insane. It's like I've my TikTok algorithm has been ruined by it because I saw one video and went, oh, that's interesting. And that's all I get now. It's just interesting videos of stuff that's going on in the game.
Mm.
So I've been looking for something in the game that I saw in a video and I was like, okay. And then it's just been, oh, what's that? Oh, what's that? Wait, I need to do this. Oh, that's a Korok. Oh, that's the fella. Have you been, please tell me, Anna, you've been helping the guy with the sign?
Yes.
Who's holding up the sign?
Yes.
Apparently that's well worth doing, helping the fella in the game who's ridiculous. Holding up a sign. And he needs to go and put other signs up for his boss, but he can't. The second he holds up, let's go to sign, it falls down. So you need to make some sort of contraption to keep it held up for him. And then he just keeps popping up all over the map with it. Just you see him stood there holding a sign. Then you go and talk to him, and then he's like, "Okay, build something for him." And then off he goes on somewhere else. There's that. The Koroks are back. There's tons of Koroks in there that are just found, just hidden. And there's also Koroks now that are like backpacking.
Oh God, Lord, yeah, yeah.
There
yeah,
are backpacking Koroks who are trying to get to the friend, but they can't walk to their friend who is across a ravine or down a hill. I did spend 2 hours trying to figure out how to get a Korok.
Oh good Lord!
Up onto a ledge. Could I do it? I could not do it at all I just gave up and then eventually went back, and then I realised I found an item that I could use that wasn't there before. I think I blew it up previously fighting enemies, but then I went back and it all respawned and all the gear had respawned, so I managed to build a bridge across instead of trying to fly it across. I put one in a what did I put it in? It was like a car or a skateboard type looking thing today, yep. And it zipped off a hill. And it went twice as far past where it needed to go. I had to run all the way down to get it and take it, bring it all the way back like halfway up the hill again to where it needed to go. I do enjoy doing that. The shrines are back in the game. There's tons of shrines again with challenges.
I enjoy the shrines. They are.
Some are good. Some are a little frustrating. Some are frustrating mainly because. Well, the one that I got frustrated on today was one where it's pitch black and you need a light. Mm-hmm. And you have a light attached to your shield, mm-hmm. Which is fine. But then you've got to fight enemies at the same time. And they get gradually harder and harder. You've got to kill all the enemies to complete the shrine. Could I do it? It was really hard. It was really difficult. It felt like... That's the problem. It feels doable. It feels doable, and I cannot do it. So that's what's annoying me. I'm like, I'm just going to come back with more hearts. It's easier to do it when I've got much more. I think I've got 7 hearts right now.
Seven? I have 4.
Oh yeah, I've been working up to
7.
Yeah, you'll get one after completing the first big dungeon thing that you do. And then I've been working on it. But yeah, this game is just next thing after, and it's one thing after another, after another, after another, and it doesn't let up. It might seem like it's just a vast open world, but there is something in every direction for you to look at. Every time you can either like, even if you don't find anything, you don't find anything on the ground level, you look up, there's something up in the air. There's also the depths, which is an underground system, which you have to light up. There are light seeds underneath that you have to hit, and it lights up an area. So there's a whole underground dungeon area as well to deal with. This game has like three different layers of map, which is all equally as big, and it's astonishing. It is genuinely astonishing. And I've not seen too much like performance issues, Anne. I don't know about you.
No, not really. I just get very frustrated with it. Just because I like direction, but no, performance wise, it's fine. Like,
well, what you need to do, then, Anne, if you're dying a lot, then like you say, just go shrine hunting for a bit.
Yeah.
Get yourself in the air.
I've got 8 of the lights. I just don't know where to go and
You need to go and pray.
Yeah.
Yes, you go to the prayer statue and you pray there, and then it'll give you the option to. Yes, I know what you mean.
Can you just do that at the same one?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had to go and find like.
No. You do it the same one. I think you can. Don't tell me that. I feel like I've done it at two different ones, but that's just because I've. There's one at the very start of Rito Village where the other side of the bridge is.
Mm.
The other side of that bridge, there is a statue as you go up the steps into like the main village there. So there is one there, but I think there's one in the main town as well. The main starting town. There's one at the in the Sky Islands as well somewhere. I think that's where you do the first one, don't you?
Yeah. I thought you had to go a different one, but no, I'll go back to the village and.
So you get yourself. Bulked up a bit with some more hearts, yeah, definitely. But it's like I say, it's just so much to it, and I've not felt this way probably about a game since the last one, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, where it's the game I want to come home and play immediately. It's the game that I want to play. After I've done my Fortnite stuff, I still got to play my Fortnite. I've got to do dailies. But it's a game that I constantly want to play, and a game that is, like I say, it's ruined my TikTok algorithm, and it's just stuff that I see every time, and I'm like, okay, I need to find this stuff out when I get home. I need to check this stuff, what it is they're doing. It's genuinely, there's so much in this game, and...
Yeah, there is. Like, I was playing it and I was taking on like a camp in a tree, and to get the ramp to come down, you had to shoot the ropes, like the little tiny ropes that are there holding that little thing up. You had to cut them or it wouldn't come down. Like, you don't get that in, like, I don't want to say modern games, but just they're just tiny little strings, but you have to go and do that. And it's like, I mean, playing Star Wars, and I have to press a button to cut the wire in that to make a shortcut. This one, I have to actually aim an arrow. It's and bonkers.
I'm telling you now, I might be wrong, but I bet there's probably about 3 or 4 different ways to do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that is the way that is probably like most telegraphed to you, but there is probably the fact that you can, there's also another ability that lets you attach, like, fuse weapons,
fuse items
to weapons, so you fuse different like things up to your weapons to make them stronger. Like, I've fused rocks to make a hammer. I've used different like Zonai blades, which are the robots that are in the game. They give off parts, and you can attach them parts to them, which makes them more effective against the Zonai.
Mm-hmm. So, I've got loads of things. I've got like wings, and a wing will make it fly better. An eye will make it a homing arrow. I've got fire fruit that will make them be fires. Yes. I've got bomb flowers. It's mental.
You can attach a certain mushroom to a shield. So when somebody hits, if an enemy hits a shield, it puffs into like a puff of smoke. And you kind of disappear into it, and you can then effectively get a backstab on them and self kill them. I mean, there's videos go around of people attaching minecarts to the shields and then using them like they are skateboards on the grind rails. And there's been many a video I've seen of the Tony Hawk soundtrack with Link just jumping onto these grind rails, just riding around on the grind rails. It's
ridiculous.
It is insane. And like I say, there's a rewind ability which lets you rewind time on an item, so make it go backwards. So today I had one where I had there's like a cog that goes around and you have to jump on it, but you can't jump on it in a certain direction. You've got to make it go backwards. So I rewound the time with it so I could climb up onto the next platform. There is an ability that lets you like jump through the ceiling, like teleport through the ceiling.
Yes.
Is it called ascend or something like that?
Yeah.
So you press the ascend button and you look up and you go, is it green? Yes, I can jump through it. And you literally go straight through and you come out at the top. So as long as
And you don't have to go through it. You don't have to pop up. You can go back down.
You kind of poke your head up and go, yes, no, yes, no. You can go, no, too many people up here.
Yeah.
Go back down. But it's just incredible. And like I say, it's so cool. And like I say, I'm surprised at how well it runs. I don't know how true this is. I heard that it isn't, surprisingly, it isn't running in the Breath of the Wild engine.
Oh.
It's running in the Splatoon 3 engine. Which may be just like an off branch of the Breath of the Wild engine, but it is. I don't know how true that was. That's what I heard somewhere. I can't remember what it was, on a podcast or a video somewhere that mentioned it. But yeah, I'm really surprised at how well it's actually playing it. I've only had one thing where it became stupidly, like the frame rate just dipped massively for something yesterday where it was like, I don't even know what happened. It dipped for about 5 seconds and then it was fine again. I was like, I don't know what I just did. I think I was flying through the sky and it just kind of, yeah. I must have got to somewhere that just was heavily populated or something was chugging me. And then it carried on going and it was fine. And I don't know what it was, but it was, I've been genuinely impressed with this game and it's,
The thing I don't like is the moon.
The Blood Moon. Well, they're from the first one,
goodness
yeah.
For goodness sake.
I thought that wasn't related to the game for a second then.
The moon does my head in.
What I don't like, it's something that I just have to kind of get my head around, it's a control scheme. It's a Nintendo game. I have to, you have to get on Nintendo's terms with Nintendo games of this is how it plays. And you can switch some things around. You can change the jump and sprint button. And you can switch them around in the menus if you wanted to. So you could have the B button be sprint and the, or vice versa. You could have the top button to be sprint and the bottom button to be jump. More like a conventional game. I did try it for a little bit, but then I'd been playing too long the other way and I couldn't unbreak myself from that point. If I did it from the start, I probably would have been fine, but it was too late for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, this game is something else. It's phenomenal.
It's
splendid.
Yes, it's going to take a lot of my time, which is fine.
Yes.
Like, I don't mind that.
I ask, just before Kev pushes us through the end, which I think is what he was trying to do then, is this living up to the hype of the old one? The old one was like, the last one was like the best game ever, blah, blah, blah at the time. How's this comparing in terms of, does it raise the bar or is it like more of the same or have they done it again? You know,
for me, it does raise the bar for me in the sense of it's the original game, but then they have attached some abilities and different like thing that like a lot of people, when they first saw the trailers, they've put the nuts and bolts, the Banjo-Kazooie nuts and bolts system into it. And I can kind of see that in the sense of you can create contraptions. You can create no two people. Well, I'm saying that no two people are going to do things the same way they are. But the possibilities are limited to what you can think of in the sense of what you want to build, what you want to make. You can, even if you don't have supplies, you technically do have supplies because you can just cut trees down. you get given Zonai devices, which are the mechanical bits, parts of the game. There are vending machines that give you fans, give you batteries, give you rockets, give you lights, give you lasers, give you guns, give you controls. So you can, in theory, craft stuff pretty much anywhere you need to. And like I say, there are supplies plentiful around the world for you to build things. You don't really, like I say, you only get the storage stuff from the stored ones from the vending machines. But the raw materials are out in the world. If you want a few stuff together, just go for it. And there's no stopping you from doing pretty much what you want. And that's what I like about the game, is that the conversations and the videos that'll come from it. It's like I said, I jumped off that platform in the sky to get down to where Anna was stuck. Mm. And there are probably 5 to 6 other different methods of getting about that. I just happened to come about that and just thought, oh, I can probably get to where I need to go from jumping off. And it turns out I could.
Considering there are people that have done these games without getting hit and stuff like that, and there's people who have not attacked a single enemy.
Oh, yeah,
or
that is crazy. And yeah, people
so
will
very
die.
Free play.
Yes, people will die from experimentation, from misadventure, as they say, just through trying to do some crazy things. It's like, I initially couldn't get up a wall. I was blown away in that starting area. I couldn't get up a wall because it was icy. I was in the snowy section of the starting area and I couldn't get up where I needed to be. And I just was like, okay, let's try it out. And I just stuck like 3 or 4 logs together and built a ramp up so I could climb up it. And it kind of like, just like, this is insane that I can now... There is obviously a tried and a way to do it, but I kind of circumvented what I wanted me to do it my way. And it, like I say, it is just insane that I can have a conversation with someone who's done the same dungeon as me, but did it completely differently because they had an idea of doing this certain thing a certain way. And it's just superb that the game lets you do that.
Yes.
Are we done now? Am I allowed to wrap things up now?
Stop. Yes, we were just talking, Kevin.
Well, we've got Twitter. It's at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
You can find me at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And early warning, next week's episode, at the very least, will be late because we're all at Comic-Con. So it will either be late or non-existent. Probably late, because we'll probably do one there, but it won't be out until like the middle of the week after, I imagine. So bear that in mind, boys and girls. And we'll see you next week then, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, folks. Thank you very much.